Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. House Speaker Mike Hubbard is praising the U.S. Supreme Court decision that says prayers at the opening of town council meetings don't violate the Constitution. Hubbard filed a friend of the court brief in the case that was decided by the Supreme Court 5-4 yesterday. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote that the prayers used by the town council in Greece, New York, are ceremonial and in keeping with the nation's traditions. Hubbard, a Republican from Auburn, says the ruling protects the prayers that the Alabama legislature uses at the start of each meeting day. The prayers are delivered by clergy invited by members of the legislature. Hubbard filed his friend of the court brief with Arizona House Speaker Andrew Tobin. Leaders are making an economic development announcement they say will create jobs statewide and particularly in the Tennessee Valley of North Alabama. Governor Robert Bentley's office has scheduled an event for this afternoon in the Old House Chamber. It's to announce a development project affecting Huntsville, but Bentley's office says the impact is statewide. Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle says the announcement is significant for the Valley region, but he would not elaborate. Corporate executives and local leaders will join Bentley for the announcement in Montgomery. A documentary about farming and eating in Alabama is the winner of a prestigious national award. The James Beard Foundation named producer Andy Grace the winner of a Beard Award for the documentary called Eating Alabama. The film follows Grace and his wife on a year-long journey through eating only locally grown foods. Grace says as a producer, it's a bit odd to win an award normally associated with chefs.
It's not like winning an Oscar is what I keep saying. It's sort of a strange world. But the broadcast awards have existed for a long time, and they're a pretty big deal in especially the print broadcast community. So yeah, it's a real honor. I mean, it's judged by them to be the best food doc of the last year, which is a really nice thing for me.
The James Beard Foundation announced Grace's award last Friday. The awards for restaurants and chefs were last night. Birmingham's Highlands Bar and Grill was up for Best Restaurant in America, but the award went to the Slanted Door of San Francisco. The end of school means it's summer camp season. Today is the deadline for children with sensory disabilities to apply to the Helen Keller School of Alabama in Talladega. The Alabama Schools for the Deaf and Blind are holding camps as well. Paul Millard is principal at the Alabama School for the Deaf. He says all three schools have activities tailored for the specific needs of disabled students.
We have kids that come year after year after year, and some of them will decide that they want to come to school here. Some of them decide they want to stay where they're at, both of which are great to us. We will serve these students from AIDB anywhere they're at.
Millard says fewer students are accepted at Helen Keller School. That's because of the extra accommodations that are needed for children with multiple disabilities. The camps at all three schools start up in June. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Temperatures good. Top out in the upper 80s this afternoon. A very warm summer-like day. Now, tonight, lows back in the upper 50s to near 60. We'll have a clear sky. For Wednesday, temperatures top out in the upper 80s. Once again, lots of sun, but by Thursday, you'll start to notice a few extra clouds moving in. Temperatures top out in the mid-80s on Thursday. Low 80s on Friday. A few scattered storms. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.